This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group station in Tampa, Florida. By the way, we have a new signal here in Tampa, FM 93.7. Try listening to that in some of the areas that you're in. It might be in the fringe areas of AM 860, and let us know what you think. And we are a nationally syndicated show heard here on GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we are heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. We thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers too. Thank you for what you're doing, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitors, workers and the construction workers too, thanks for what you do. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo that's there to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, here it is, 7 minutes past the hour, and here's Ms. Rosemary, our prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, Captain, and I apologize to everyone tonight. I have a serious cold here, but I'm going to get this on. I could not talk about some things while my sister was still alive. As some of you know, she crossed over about a month ago. She lives, don't dare say the area because my niece is still there, but the captain knows where it is.
Texas.
Texas.
Just,
near the border.
Texas,
near
that's
the
all.
Very, yeah, you don't need to know more than that. But I could not talk openly about this while she was, you know, alive, but I had to check on her every night. She lived there for many years, and it got so bad in the past 2 years, I remember when it started, that these men would be moving into these houses. And I mean many men that shouldn't, you know, they live in these old broken-down houses. They would come and go. And I would say to my sister, they're drug dealing, I would imagine. She said, oh, absolutely. They come and go, and then they, you know, she's not that stupid. She knew. But it got so very bad, people, that in the past, before she crossed over, I would actually call her every night to make sure she was safe. That's that bad. But, you know, to safekeep my niece who's still there, I have to be very cautious here. But it's going on in such and I never would have believed years ago it would have ever gotten that bad. But they would just take over these houses and just absolutely, obviously they were drug dealing. They would come and go all night long. Well, there's your sign there. I worked in the background of narcotics. Some of you know that in law enforcement, but I'm telling you, it doesn't take a person to know to do that, to know. My sister just was actually was not able to make a move because of her health. But I can tell you, it is so going. And Catwoman, you're right. It shook me when she was talking, because I'm actually crying right now because of what she had to go through and how bad it's gotten. So if anybody thinks that we're not having a problem on that, let me tell you something, boy. I went through it with her every single night. Just horrible. So, you know, it's an absolute truth. And by the way, you know, I gave a lot of messages from the Bible on it. Ezekiel will tell you all about the borders. It's even got chapters called the borders. However, there are people that don't believe in the Bible. So, you know, I don't need the Bible for that even. I'll use it. I've given many messages about why they always had borders. But if you don't believe in the Bible, then why go there? You know, I don't have to. I had a sister who, by the way, that was my background training in that. However, my sister lived through it. I promise you she did. But thank God, God bless her soul, God rest her soul, she crossed over a month ago. kind of a rough time for me tonight because I brought it back. But thank God she's, you know, in a safe place now. But what she went through, people, I kid you not, and this is little Rosemary, I don't tell lies. I would call her every single night to make sure she was okay, and they would have to lock up everything and watch things and make, what a way to have to live. I can't even imagine now what, you know, it's just so very bad. But, you know, there's a proverb that says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to its people. And I hope somebody on the left is listening to this show tonight. You need to wake up, really. And Psalm 33 says, blessed is the nation whose God is their Lord. You know, there's so many things going on that we can't control totally. And we're seeing that. And we need walls. We need borders. We need, obviously. And, I don't know how anybody could even question that. But I want to say something else too. The reason that I don't, and kept kind of, well, I had to keep low key, on the radio with this because, yeah, I couldn't bring it to anyone's attention, you know. But, also I meant to mention, and I'm sorry, I can hardly talk and have a very bad cold. Flip, Captain says Flip went through his surgery. So if you're listening right now, Flip, God bless you. I certainly remembered you, as much as I could yesterday. And, you'll be up and about and I know you're going to be dancing again, and I'll have my dancing toes on, my shoes, and we'll just dance together. But, you know, people, we can get really angry with this, but that really doesn't, anger doesn't do too good. We have to be very careful because, you know, it says hatred stirs up strife. But love covers all sins. And that's why I don't let myself get really angry about things. I don't have anger issues, but I do feel things very deeply. All you know me know you've heard me laugh and you've heard me weep. I've done them both. But we have a very serious situation, and that's why it took, must have been close to a year ago, if all you remember. I just read the book of Ezekiel if you're a Bible reader. Now, again, not everybody is, so I'm giving you examples here, which I could not before while my sister was going, while alive. But anyway, the book of Ezekiel tells you about, it's actually got on top of it borders, on top of the Bible pages, and it will tell you how they had, every tribe had their own border, their own boundary lines, their own. So, you know, if you believe in the Bible, then that's a good one to go to, is that right there. But in the meantime, God bless you all. I hope I sound better tomorrow night. And
by the way, say hello to TSA Tim before you go.
Oh, Tim, hi. Let me know how you're doing, and I'll shout you all out another night this week. So talk to you tomorrow night. God bless you all. Thank you.
All right, Miss Rosary, the prayer intercessor, and we're going on a break, and I'll tell you what. We're coming right back with more. The phone lines will be open again, 877-969-8600. And here's Kathy to repeat it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at DR Mold Company, because I had to use them with a problem that I had. As most of you know, I bought an older home in the St. Petersburg area, the Gateway section of St. Petersburg, and fixed it up and did a lot of remodeling and whatnot. Some of it I did myself. I also hired somebody to do a lot of it because I'm sort of limited as to what I can do and how I can do it. But there's over 300,000 species of mold. And mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and more, especially in the South where it's humid and it's predominant. Now, don't put your family at risk. Check out my friends DR Mold Solutions, because they've got the EPA and FDA approved method to kill mold in your home or office, and it works. Contact DR Mold Solutions. They go anywhere in the state of Florida. Their number is 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment in your home to get rid of the mold too. That's DR Mold Solutions today. Give them a call, 727-692-9622, and ask about their New Year's special, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. DR Mold Solutions, where they kill the mold. Believe it when I tell you. Okay, 877-969-8600 if you choose to opine, because we have certainly a lot of stuff that's going on here tonight. And the president's speech, of course, by the way, 3 weeks from last night, the State of the Union speech will be given by the president to a joint session of Congress. And as we go into day number 19 of the government shutdown, both the president and vice president will be meeting with Republican leaders first. And I do believe they're going to try to have another meeting with the Democrats. But what really drives me to the point to where we have to tell you the truth in this program. We have to tell you the truth. And the Democrats are not telling you the truth about what's going on that border. Nobody last night on the other side of the aisle had anything to say about the scourge of the drugs that are there. Nobody had anything to say about it. And it's real, it's going on, and it needs to be stopped. It needs to be stopped. And it can be, because in the sections where they've got the wall that has been built there, structure, even though it's not a wall, but it's made out of the metal, very similar to what we hear the president talking about wants to do. I can tell you that in El Paso, it just about stopped in those areas where drug trafficking coming across the border with that high obstruction in their way pretty much stopped coming the way it was coming with the mules doing it. However, now they've gone back to the port of entry with the trucks. And remember, not all of the trucks or all of the trailers get inspected. And by inspected, I mean they drive through the X-ray areas that they've got there with the trailers. I don't know what they do every third one, fifth one, tenth one, whatever, but they got a way they do it. They continue to rotate it around to trick the drug dealers so that if they're counting on the same system of rotation or whatever, that it's just not going to happen. But our seaports, the same thing. They don't check every container comes in from overseas. And again, there's another situation where we have containers that come in here right in my backyard. I have a seaport right here. I got two of them. I got the port of Bradenton, Port Manatee, where container ships come in, and also the container ships that are coming into the port of Tampa. And they can't check all of the containers that come in off these ships. It just can't be done. It should be, but it can't be. But they try to do the best they can. And there is stuff, no doubt in my mind, that comes sneaking in across the border. Now, again, nobody is proposing a wall between all of Mexico and the U.S., the 2,000 miles that you've heard referred to, and you've heard many Democrats go, well, they want to build 2,000 miles of wall. No, they don't. We're talking about 1,000 miles of physical barriers in regions that are heavily controlled by drug cartels to not only stop the scourge of the drugs coming in, but also the illegals that bring them in, because that's how the illegals get into this country, and that's their modus operandi, is to bring drugs in. And they just send them north and say, we want you to go to Denver. We want you to go to San Francisco. We want you to go to Portland. We want you to go to Boise. We want you to go to wherever. And that's part of what they do. And by the way, the other thing that they do is they may send the husband or the father, and then the family stays with the drug cartel as an insurance policy. That's something else they do, which is not being discussed hardly at all by anybody at any time, anywhere. Once in a while, you hear it brought up by the ICE and the Border Patrol people, but that is a common occurrence to get the drugs transported in by the mules. That's a common occurrence. And the Texas border is about 1,200 miles of the approximately 2,000 miles of the total southern border. Now, most of that border is the Rio Grande River. Now, that's a river which varies in intensity and width and depth with respect to currents. So in some places, the river serves as a deterrent on the other side, even though there have been areas where the fast boats have come across from the Mexican side via the drug cartels, and they get into water that's maybe chest deep. The people jump off the boat, and they head for the shoreline. And in situations like that, where they don't have any obstruction up to keep them from coming in, those are the areas where they're talking about putting up the physical barrier. And, of course, you got to remember that Mexico has numerous states under the direct influence of drug cartels that have standing armies that have access to things like RPGs, armored vehicles, artillery, explosives, helicopters, and fixed-wing aircraft. which is why most of Mexico has its own military forces, the army, patrolling the streets instead of the police to deal with the cartel paramilitary forces that are quite frequently in those areas. And by the way, gun battles are up all the time between those forces. And the paramilitary drug cartel units are not afraid to take on the military because they're so well equipped. And that's where some of the MS-13 folks wind up, because that's their forte. They don't mind getting into a big old fight, gun battle. They don't mind it at all. Now, the most violent drug cartels operate south of the Texas border. Factions like the Los Zetas and the Gulf Cartel routinely allow violence to spill over to an average person on both sides of the border. You hear about different killings, tourists, farmers, citizens. And the border city of Tijuana has some of the highest murder statistics in all of Mexico. Why anybody would want to go wandering in Tijuana is totally beyond me. Totally beyond me. Because it is so dangerous once you get not even a mile south of that border where people disappear on a regular basis. And, of course, the other border cities south of Texas, like Reynosa, Tamaulipas, have much lower murder rates than Tijuana, because despite the difference, average citizens are often touched by cartels, including shootouts, kidnappings, and other violent activities. And again, those are areas where you have the Rio Grande, which is deep and wide, which serves as the barrier, the natural barrier. Now, most of the efforts by the drug cartels to control migration happen south of the Texas border. And criminal organizations like the Reynosa faction of the Gulf Cartel profit more from human smuggling than drug trafficking, because that's where the trucks come in over the border, or other vehicles with their dummy loads, where part of the load has got illegals underneath pallets or underneath the load, where they make an area, they put them in there, they put them in a dry van. And temperatures in the backs of those dry vans where there's no ventilation goes well over 100 degrees quite quickly. And that's why when you hear about people being found in the backs of trailers and Walmart parking lots and truck stops and this, that, and the other, that's what's going on. They get locked in there. They can't get out. All right. Well, we're coming right back with our first military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump takes to the airwaves to explain to the American people why he thinks a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico is needed. Trump says a wall can help keep out illegal drugs, gangs, and human traffickers.
Over the years, thousands of Americans have been brutally killed by those who illegally entered our country, and thousands more lives will be lost if we don't act right now.
In the Democratic response, House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi says the president isn't being honest with the American people.
Much of what we heard from President Trump throughout this senseless shutdown has been full of misinformation and even malice. The president has chosen fear.
President Trump says the $5 billion he's requesting for border security will be more than paid for by stopping illegal drugs from entering the country and indirectly from the trade deal with Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our military and veterans news is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, National Aviation Academy is a school where if you are a veteran or active duty military getting out of the service, or maybe you're coming out of another VOTEC school, or perhaps you just are looking for a great career, listen to this and they will tell you all you need to know.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now listen up, guys and gals, because I know some of you are in a dead-end job, going nowhere, no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion. Now, for those of you that are veterans, your GI Bill will more than likely cover, if not all, most of the cost of tuition to go to this school, depending on how old your GI Bill is and whether or not you've used it before. Post 9/11, no problem there. And if we ever get the Forever GI Bill passed, that'll definitely cover it too. But I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck. Now, if you're coming out of the military, we know you've got skills. If you're coming out of the high school and you've been in one of those VOTEC schools where you've learned, let's say, auto mechanics, or you've learned something to do with diesel or gasoline or whatnot, Or maybe you've learned computers. Maybe you've learned to become a computer tech and you think that's a great way to go. Well, how would you like the opportunity to make $50,000 or $60,000 or $70,000 or $80,000 right off the bat based on what you could learn at National Aviation Academy? Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, if you choose to go overseas to work for a military contractor in places like Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Kuwait, United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Iraq, Afghanistan, South Korea, Japan, the possibility exists to make a six-figure income. And in the case of going to places, hot spots like Iraq and Afghanistan, $50,000 is tax-free right off the top of the heap to begin with. You take that money, you send it over, put it in some sort of investment account or in a bank or whatever you feel comfortable with, and just let it sit there and accrue. And when you come home, you got quite a nest egg to buy, a house, a car, a boat. Maybe you want to start a business. Maybe you want to buy a truck and go out on the highway with your own vehicle, with your own truck. But check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, and the other in Clearwater, Florida, because in 14 months you can be well on your way to that high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, you can schedule a tour by going to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or you can call them directly at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That number again is 800-659-2080, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door wide open for you at the National Aviation Academy. And good luck, because they are a tremendous school, and they get results. They get results. Now, the president has once again cited the fact that he can use military funds and declare an emergency along the border to build a border barrier of some sort. That's absolutely true. And for anyone that says it's not true, they have not read the statute and they don't understand what we're talking about here when it comes to declaring a national emergency. Now, does the president have to report what he's doing to the Congress? Absolutely. Can the Congress override the executive order that might be issued? Sure. A two-thirds vote overrides the veto. Two-thirds. Now, will that happen? Can it happen? Maybe, but I doubt it, especially with the things that the president laid out last night that we have reiterated and verified for you in a manner to which nobody can dispute what we said in that first hour, because we had all our ducks in a row with our I's dotted and our T's crossed. And let me tell you something. When the podcast comes out for this show, you want to tell your friends, your neighbors, to listen to that first hour. As we laid it all out, all the different aspects. And the OPM has issued a memo that contradicts the previous guidance issued by their office, which called for ending the freeze on senior political officials' pay starting with the first pay period of 2019. Now, the government, Congress, gets an automatic pay increase based on the cost of living, and they figure it differently, by the way, for themselves than the rest of us do when it comes to, say, Social Security checks or military pay raises. They figure it differently. And they got another pay raise this year. Their staffers and the members of Congress, too. So, think about that. This is something else when you go to vote for somebody. Find out how they feel about getting those automatic raises. See if they'll give you the right answer. Now, there was an incident involving an Israeli F-15. And the new year isn't even a week old. But two Israeli airmen may have already pulled off the greatest aviation feat of 2019 because the canopy of their F-15 jet flew off the plane when they were flying near supersonic speed. Now imagine that for a minute. Near supersonic speed and the canopy went. It's a wonder they didn't get sucked out of the jet, which made an emergency landing, I might add, and they were okay when they got on the ground. But isn't that something? And also, the Lockheed Martin employee who died at a medical center in Germany last week, just days after he was found in his barracks room with severe head trauma, has now opened up a military death investigation of that U.S. contractor in Iraq, where obviously he was beaten and killed for whatever reason. The military is investigating that right now. Still don't have the identity of the contractor, by the way. And another airstrike in Somalia. Six militants were killed in a U.S. airstrike in the vicinity of Deir el-Sanal in the lower Shabelle region of Somalia. We are still there, alive and well, and taking out the bad guys every time they pop their heads up, which is a good thing. By the way, there was an ISIS counterattack with the diehard jihadists defending their last bastions in eastern Syria, using the cover of bad weather to launch a vain but deadly counterattack against Kurdish-led fighters, killing 32 of them. This being reported by the French press. So they're still there. They're still fighting. And we need to get those guys out of there. We need to root ISIS out there and destroy them. And I do mean destroy them by whatever means it takes to do so. Now, a failed coup attempt in the Central African nation of Gabon hasn't yet changed the mission of the U.S. troops deployed there last week in response to possible violence in the nearby Democratic Republic of the Congo, according to the U.S. Africa Command. We have some of our special forces troops there on the ground who are laying low right now until this local coup attempt gets rectified one way or the other. All righty, well, we're coming back on the Captain's America Third Watch with our next highway and byway report. We're going to take a look at that snowstorm in the Northeast, let you know what's going on there, plus the other one that's come across in the Northwest. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
All righty, Merle Haggard, moving on. The theme from Moving On, Will and Sonny out there trucking across the country. That big old Kenworth with that black reefer, too, that black tractor and trailer. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive with their four dealerships here in our area of Florida. By the way, they sell cars, they sell trucks, they sell all kinds of vehicles all across the United States, because we've had people from as far west as Arizona, as far north as Canada, up in New England way, all the way to Maine, and all points in between. Come down here for four words: you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and all 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing that saves you thousands of dollars on a new vehicle. Now, heavy snow for northern New England and another powerful storm moving into the west are the headlines for the truckers tonight. We will tell you that heavy snow will impact parts of northern New England through Wednesday from upstate New York to Maine, and back-to-back low-pressure systems are sweeping into the northeastern seaboard. And they're also driving much colder temperatures into the east. Meanwhile, another very large and powerful Pacific winter storm has come ashore up in Washington State and Oregon, along with some effects reaching down as far as Northern California, along with the Oregon and Washington State areas of heavy snow right now in the mountains. And this will continue through tomorrow with heavy rain in some areas, mountain snow in others, gusty winds, and high surf along the Pacific West Coast. Okay, let's start with the snow in the Northeast, because from Erie, Pennsylvania, and eastern Ohio now over to not quite Cleveland, but just east of Cleveland, all the way along I-90, to Buffalo, you've got snow, you've got a winter storm warning, you've got the lake effect machine kicking in, so it's going to be rather interesting trying to drive along that that extension that goes from Buffalo to Ripley, New York, and then over to Erie, Pennsylvania, into Ohio. So be advised, that's going to be an interesting trip this morning. Then along 104, east of Buffalo through Rochester into Oswego, all the way to I-81, and then north up to the Thousand Islands Bridge, and south down as far as about Cortland, New York, and over east to Oneonta, New York, and just west of Albany as it would stand right now, and up north of Albany along the Canadian border and border with Vermont. You've got snow, you've got a winter storm warning, you've got lake effect snow kicking into that area. Certainly Oswego, Onondaga County, Jefferson County, Lewis County getting a bunch of snow right now. And that snow continues over into northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, and all of the northern part of Maine where a winter storm warning is in effect. Snow flurries in other parts of that area right now from Boston north and from Springfield north. I-90 is kind of the barrier below I-90. It's windy with some flurries, but north of there, it's pretty much a steady snow pattern. And then in West Virginia, along not only I-77, I-79, but also a stretch of I-81 coming out of Virginia, in the mountains of Virginia, you have got snow flurries tonight with the windy conditions. Got some rain in Tennessee, over near Memphis, Tennessee. Got some rain in the Mississippi Valley from Louisiana on up to Kentucky, and then that dries off. Got some more lake effect snow up in Michigan, the western part of Michigan, northwestern part of Michigan, northeastern part of Michigan getting snow off the lake right now. You also got snow coming into northern Wisconsin from the lake up there as well, and it's scattered. Now let's go out west, I-90. If you're coming east out of Seattle, the chain law is in effect in Snoqualmie right now, I-90. If you're coming up over the top of I-90 through Coeur d'Alene into western Montana, that snow continues. It is a steady downfall there, a steady snowfall. So you will have to put chains, it looks like. They got the chain law in effect in Snoqualmie right now. Snow down into the middle part of Oregon. You've got snow in the Sierras west of Reno and down towards the Nevada-California line. down Fresno, Modesto, down that way. Windy conditions, some snow up in Northern California, way up just north of Redding, just south of the Oregon line. And then you've got a little band of snow north of Salt Lake City going up I-15. It's kind of angled in there to part of I-80 towards Wyoming. And you've also got snow up I-15 into Idaho tonight. And that's the way things look right now. By the way, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, with their four dealerships right here in my backyard, where they sell vehicles to people from all around the country. That includes Moss Nissan at Crystal River, Newport Richey, Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs, where you can buy one vehicle, you can buy a truckload of vehicles at wholesale prices. And remember, you serve, you save at Moss Nissan. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, all 911 dispatchers too. You get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on your new vehicle. And then, of course, the Moss Family Chevrolet dealership here in Tampa in the Carrollwood area on North Dale Mabry Highway. You get the Chevrolet employee discount for everybody, again, saving you a bunch of money. And just one other little note. If you tell them the captain sent you, when you go there to make your best deal, you get another $500 off the vehicle of your choice. Just tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. And we're going to start out talking about the president's speech about the border. What'd you think?
I think whoever wrote it missed a couple of opportunities.
Like what?
Well, I would have bookended the speech by saying two things. One is that the Democrats, like the Pelosi's and the Schumer's, take the exact oath of office that Trump does. And that really is that the first duty of government is to protect the people.
Yep.
And sovereign territory.
Correct.
So he should have said that at the beginning, and he should have said that at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to, you know, fences and walls around people's private homes, I wouldn't have gone there. I would have gone to, we have them around our embassies.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? That we, because that is sovereign territory. You mm-hmm. just don't let anybody walk onto our diplomatic posts and our embassies wherever they are in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the Democrats always continue to fund the State Department and diplomatic security. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
They all got the same talking point. And the talking points, by the way, are often sent to I would say the sympathizing media.
Well, I saw an email. I saw an email what the Democrats were going to talk about before they even opened their mouth. So it was sent to us.
Mm-hmm. Including the late like comedians like Jimmy Kimmel.
That's right.
Okay, mm-hmm. They get the talking point. So that's how it's but
All right, well, hold that thought, because here comes the music. And, oh, by the way, my impression of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, Ma and Pa Kettle without the overalls on Chuck and the pitchfork standing up in the air. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.